Studio W 2024. And now it's time for Ms. CeCe's Kitchen. Good evening, Ms. CeCe.
Good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, 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 yes. You could turn your mic up just a little bit.
Okay.
All right, let's see.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better, much better. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, William. How are you?
Oh, pretty terrific. It's just cold out here in Southern California. It's pretty cold out here on the East Coast.
Yeah, it gets cold here at night, and it's really affecting my joints. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
The atmosphere is so unstable out here. It's horrible.
It's crazy.
It's horrible.
I think there's global change. The weather's changing all over the world, you know, and people are, they're ignoring it, oblivious to it, or just flat out denying it. And I don't understand that. You know,
it's amazing, but I know somebody's got their hand in the pot messing with stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say.
I believe that.
Okay. It is what it is, and people don't want to believe that.
Yes.
So I think we need to just wake up and smell the coffee and face reality and just deal with it.
Right. Absolutely. I say that all the time as well.
Yeah.
You know, we just get up, go to work or whatever you're doing, and don't pay any attention to what's happening. And I think we generally, or we have to, and should pay attention to what's going on around us.
Exactly. Exactly. You better wake up. I'm just saying.
Hey, there's Pastor David.
Yeah, good. Well, yeah, he's coming on. Victoria won't be joining us. She's having health issues right now, and then she had to move.
Oh, my.
I told her I understand all that. I said it looks like everybody, something is going on here. And so we're going to talk about some things here. And, we need a reality check.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, let me just say hello to Pastor David, and I'll bow out. Pastor David, Happy New Year,
sir. Bless you, sir. Hey, Happy New Year to you. I haven't talked to you since last year.
Since last year? yeah, that's
joked.
Right. It's been a while, hasn't it?
You got joked.
Anyway, enjoy your show. All right.
All right, sir.
Okay,
thank
now.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Media Land, hello, hello, hello. This is a new year, 2024. And look, let me tell you something. When I thought about 2024, I said, you know what? Somebody told me I wasn't going to make it to this time. How about that?
They lied,
but
didn't
I'm
they?
Still, yeah, they did. I'm still here. But I just want to welcome the social media. We're glad to be here. We're glad to be in the land of the living, how tumultuous it is. I'm using my college words right now. Y'all just stay with me. I'll come back to your neighborhood in a minute. Anyway, it's really, really bad. And so I've been doing a lot of thinking, a lot of praying, a lot of talking to God, a lot of getting some instructions in this new year. And I just appreciate, I'm glad to be here. This is Miss CeCe's Kitchen. We are a global radio network broadcast, and we deal with for real, the good, bad, and the ugly. We stir up controversial issues, and some folks don't like it. I know it because they're doing a lot of talking. But you know what? If you don't like it, move on. Why are you going to cause yourself pain and just sit here and take it? That don't make sense to me. And then you always got something to say about something, and you doing nothing. Okay, yeah, I said it. I'm Gio Jennings' cousin right now. Hello. Okay, y'all know him because he's stirring up some stuff, and people don't like it. And so I'm grateful that somebody is standing on the real, okay, and call it out. Roland Martin, he's another one I love to listen to. He don't play either.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm dealing with people today who are real and authentic and don't have a hidden agenda. And so these are the things I've been asking God for. And so it's amazing because when you want God to show you some folks, he'll show you to you. Won't he, David? He'll show you exactly who they are. I don't care what they think is hidden. God is going to uncover folk because people got agendas for their betterment. I'm just putting it out there, okay? And we got a lot of those fake Jakes around here. Sorry, TD Jakes. I didn't mean to use that name. But anyway, I wasn't coming for you, okay? Anyway, because everybody else he is. Or I'm just saying. And so I'm just so appreciative to be here in this new year. It's a blessing. And I had a wonderful time with my children. Just a wonderful time to have children who love the Lord. That's the biggest key for me. Yeah, I'm bragging on Jesus. That's right, because he promised to bless my table, and he's done very well. by this girl. Now, devil, don't start acting a fool now, because you know what? This right here, yeah, okay. I got some tough bodyguards, goodness and mercy, that follows me all the days of my life.
Absolutely.
David, how you doing, sir, in this new year?
You know what? I'm grateful. Uh-huh. I teach at our church to be grateful for your independence, to be able to do for yourself. Mm-hmm. You can have all the money in the world, but if you're not able to do for yourself, it causes a problem. Because if we want to be real about it, people get tired of taking care of you.
Yeah,
a caretaker is a thankless job, and to be able to do for yourself is a blessing above anything else. So,
yeah,
I thank God that I woke up this morning and knew my name.
Ha ha! Come on.
I have people that are younger than I that have to deal with dementia.
Yeah.
Don't even remember the last time they ate. And
yeah.
Don't know when to take the medication. And it's a really sad situation. And then we have to deal with this thing called cancer.
Yes.
That's taking people out by the thousands.
Right.
And to be blessed to be in your right mind and have a reasonable portion of health and strength.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat that.
You know, I'm so appreciative. I've been, and people take life for granted. However, it's because they're asleep at what's going on around them. And then too, I was talking to William about the air shifting and changes and the tumultuous storms and land falling in. And I told my daughter, I had a laugh, and I said, because they got gopher holes all up under the earth. They know that, right? Because everybody traveling through them that want to get to California. I don't understand why. Okay, because America's going through hell. Okay, this is Babylon in its finest. Y'all better ask somebody.
Absolutely.
I know I'm not getting in trouble for them. It's Babylon. Okay, period. Okay, anything, they disregard God and do every damnable thing that their flesh will desire. They are living in Babylon. Okay, if y'all study Babylon, found out what happened with Babylon. God's going to deal with this city, this country.
Because when
you're not following in their sin, they come and rally against you, okay? For you to join the bandwagon of their abominational sins. And so, you know what? It's going to take us to stand. If you can't stand for God, you done. You done.
Absolutely.
It is what it is. But you were saying something, you know, about people, and I was looking and I'm paying attention, very close attention. I don't like watching television too much because it gets on my last nerve. Because you don't know whether to believe the lie or they camouflage the truth. And so in these days, you have to ask God, what's real? Because it looked like Memorex to me, live or Memorex, you see. And so I have to deal with what's real. And here lately, David, we're going to talk about integrity as well, because I'm finding out a whole lot of folks don't have integrity. They're lying and fooling a whole lot of people about what they say their integrity is. And sometimes people don't understand what integrity means, you understand. And you can fake the funk. Yeah, I'm coming to your neighborhood now. Okay, I done left the college. I'm coming to your neighborhood. Okay, integrity stinks. If people would open their eyes and look at a straight up liar and a deceiver, you would know. We talk about deceiving. Our last couple segments, and one of the things that's always been through my childhood, and I talked to my children, I said, there's one thing, even as a child, I hated a liar, even at growing up as a young girl, a liar, a manipulator. And that just, yeah. I didn't trust people too much anyway because of what I'd been through. But a liar would straight up tell you a lie in your face. Okay. And don't back up, and don't even back up what they've told you, made promises, lie, deceiving, and what have you. They have another agenda and an intent for your life. Now, David, we got, listen here. There's so much going on right now. Oh, my little, we're in the season.
We're in the season of, the Lord has spoken to me. This is a season where God is going to expose
boom, boom,
false
boom,
prophets
boom.
And false teachers.
Boom.
All these mega preachers and
yeah,
those that have been teaching false doctrine and
yes,
you know what I it bothers me because we don't have any preachers anymore. We have
we have movie stars,
people who are movie stars and positive thinking people talking to us. It's nothing about salvation anymore. It's nothing about living saved anymore. It's not talking about sin anymore. I teach at our church that they don't even say the word sin anymore. Our churches, they soften it by saying mistakes and they talk about challenges. And I say, well, cheese on a hamburger, that's a mistake.
Sell.
Sleeping with somebody else's husband ain't no mistake.
Boom. Boom. Come on. I didn't realize what I was doing. You will realize you just lied and a liar will not tell. It was just for the moment. And I believe, I know that God forgives me. Do y'all know how many people died in the act? Y'all better ask them.
let me say this that bothered me even about the Jakes thing. And I'm not, I'm praying for him as well.
Yes, I am.
But when a person stands up and says, tries to justify whatever he did, whatever, I really don't care.
That's a problem.
But you say, if I did something, our God is big enough to forgive me.
All I have to do is repent. It was an arrogant statement. Let's just say way
it was. If I haven't done anything, I ain't got nothing to repent for.
He goes, if I did do it, all I've got to do is repent. And I'm like, in other words, repent in silence and we made to do openly. Let me share y'all something. David, I had to jump in here because I got my goat. Let me tell you something.
In the old
testament, it got my goat. I said, the devil is a whole cockeyed lie. I said, let me tell you something. The foolery that comes out of people's mouth. Let me tell you something. In the Old Testament, when you had a priest or a leader that was found in a fault, they killed a lamb and gutted it, but yet they didn't debleed it. Listen to what I'm telling you. And he had to carry it around his neck and walk all the way around all the camps. And all the camps knew what that meant. And then that was called a humility move, a sure enough repentance. Some of these folks need to get a fat cab. Come on, Dr. Sims. I'm Dr. Sims right now, okay? And walk around so people can see their sins and then their repentance because they don't even believe, David, in repenting.
No, I listened to him, and unfortunately, he sounded like Bishop Eddie Long.
Everybody's saying it. Boom.
And so there was no remorse. The Bible
arrogant.
Says, and I didn't say it, he said, shun the very appearance of evil. Now, if Brother Combs invited me to his house to talk about creating a Christian album, a gospel album, I don't need to go to your house. Meet me at office.
I wouldn't go anyway because, number one, his intentions would be wrong. Christian album, that... Okay, let me calm myself down because I started to go to the hood real bad right now. Because the camouflage method that they're using today, it would fool the very elect if you don't have a solid relationship with God. That ninja has no intention. Okay, I went there. Has no intentions because his life, he has sold his soul. And he looks like he got it all together. But let me tell you what these charlatans do. They gravitate and they bring people in. And what do? And the thing against Diddy, because all things is coming to the light. Remember that scripture in Proverbs said, whatever is done in the dark, okay, even if a very whisper. And I told you, that's my scripture.
Absolutely.
I'm blowing the horn. And it even says another further, go throughout the city and tell on them, okay? And so my thing is this. They are, and David, you said something. Man, it's not about souls anymore. It's not about people changing their lives and living a better life for God. It is about money. And the Bible says they're carried away through the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust what is it? Lust of flesh, pride of life, and what else?
Flesh, lust of the eye.
Thank you, lust that part. And their flesh is raging, because you know what? They're making oaths with false gods. How you cannot serve two masters. God said that. And then, too, it's not good for you to make no oath in the first place. How are you going to make an oath to the devil because he done promised you some stuff and you serving Lord haphazardly? That's why the churches have changed, David. I need to settle my spirit because it grieves me. And you know what, David, look up how we were raised. And folks, absolutely, let me tell you something.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. This kitchen right here, I'm a pastor. I'm a teacher. And a lot of people don't believe women can preach or pastor, but or teach. Well, that's on them. God will use who he will. He said, in the last day, I'm doing a new thing. And then, too, I was anointed before I was born. So get over yourself. Okay, you say, oh, God, that sounds like war. Well, a good soldier is always at war with the devil, okay? Because if you put your armor down and your suit down, you're going to get swallowed up. So I told y'all, don't come for this girl. I mean it, because I'm on the war path right now, David. Sound like my grandmother. I'm on the war path. Don't start no junk. We have seen so much. Go ahead, David.
That's why I think the pandemic, and you may not agree with me, but the pandemic to me was the shaking of the tree and all the mm-hmm. dead leaves yep. fell off the tree. That's why folk ain't going back to church no more.
Well, it showed them. Didn't it educate them?
Absolutely. And it's our fault.
Yep.
It's our fault.
Yep.
Because we have not lived circumspect.
Yep.
I'm not saying all of us. I'm not saying all of us, because right. everybody, all pastors don't have boyfriends and girlfriends on the side.
And married to a man and married to a woman, married to a woman.
You know, all of us are not doing that. But the problem is we all are stereotyped. And
so
all Black people steal. And that's so why
true.
Women have their first when they go close, because we've been stereotyped. And the same thing when it comes down to pastors. Pastors have been stereotyped, and all the pastors is about money, and all they're about is they can care less about souls.
Right.
But that's not all of us, so you can't lump us all together.
Right.
There are some of us who could care less about the money.
Exactly.
There are many of us who could care less about the fame and the fortune.
Exactly.
I don't like it. I've seen what it does to people.
Yes.
I've seen what fame and money and all those things. I see how it changes people. And I don't want to be like that. I care about the saints. I care about my love is for the saints. I don't want to see nobody hurt. I don't want to see nobody going to hell. But the things that are going on in Christendom with people taking folks to saints to court and all this other kind of foolishness. That's not God. That's not God. And
now, if you ain't saved, wait a minute, David Mickey.
Well,
if you ain't saved, I'm taking you to court. No, I said I'm taking you to court. Okay. If you ain't saved, I'm taking you to court, buddy. Okay. Because you a crook. Okay. Period. Don't get it twisted. You going to court. Okay. Because you a straight up crook. And when that is ID to me, we going, and I don't have a problem. See, people take your niceness for weakness, think you ain't going to do nothing. Let me tell you what a narcissistic individual does, and then we're going to jump back on this. They will find, no, I'm not talking about narcissism. That's part of it. Jezebel, she's so narcissistic, okay? That spirit is very narcissistic. And when you have a person that is has a Jezebel spirit, male or female, because she dresses in a suit and a dress. But when you have a person who is skankish, hoish, manipulative, a deceiver, and find out your deepest secrets, watch you, and they do their investigation. They keep memos on you. That's what Jezebel does. And she, or that I'll say she because that's what we always called her. But that spirit brings up at what they found out in the most inopportune time. And then they use people, okay, and they groom them and they use them. But let me tell you something, folks. I feel like I said it before. I'll say it again. Mess with me. We go into court. Okay. It is what it is. Now a child of God, should not be a child of God. That shouldn't even be in your taste in your mouth to use somebody else. Everybody is a Christian, David. I can't say that. You know why? It's because let's deal with this word Christian. Everybody's Christian. Not when you on the podium doing witchcraft stuff. Not when you're shaking and baking. Okay. Not when you're flossing, you know, and downing your brother and doing dirty deeds and doing dirty that you don't think God can see. You're not no Christian. Christian means being Christ-like. Don't get it twisted. Y'all go look that up. Do your research. Go ahead, David.
Well, if they do their research, they'll find out that Christians first was mentioned in the city of Antioch. And Antioch was where they mocked people who are Christ-like. They mocked them. So
it was so different.
Was something to laugh at. So yeah. I don't call myself a Christian. I call myself a saint.
Because I call myself a child of God.
We are called to be saints. And so everybody's a Christian. My wife worked in the penal system for 26 years, and 90% of those guys in jail said they were Christian.
They get saved in jail. And I told you I'm on the warpath today. Y'all pick up a Bible and get saved all day, and guess what? You're still going to reap what you sow in jail. Whatever you've done, okay, God got something for y'all. But see, they get saved, and all of a sudden they call to preach and teach and everything. And I'm like, wait a minute.
You got Christians going to the strip club. You got Christians going. Y'all ain't going to help me. But
come on,
right.
I'm out here. Wait, I'm out here to bring them a scripture.
I'm witnessing.
And wait, giving them ones and
you say you witnessing to them girls on the poles. That's what you witnessing. Stop laughing. Witnessing to the twerking.
They need to stop lying on God. People, come on. God is all in this. I thank God that he allowed me to twerk and jerk and drop it like it's hot and sleep with your husband.
In your hand.
Wait a minute. Sleep with your husband and her man, and I'm like, wait a minute, okay? you got heaven. Oh, you got heaven twisted, man. Can you imagine, David? Can you imagine what heaven gonna look like? Because in their minds, they gonna have a section. They gonna have a strip club in heaven. Come on this corner. They gonna have the homies pouring out the 40s.
The drug
dealer gonna live across the street. Come on, he gonna have his castle. Y'all need to stop lying on God. I know we laugh at you know what, folks. I gotta laugh to keep from crying. I do because, and David, you said it best. My heart aches when I see and we talked about the T.D. Jakes. He ain't the only one because they all getting uncovered. I told my daughter. I said, let me tell you something. When you are on the devil's turf and it's time for you to get exposed, there is nothing and no one can stop it. But God, let me tell you something. I told my daughter, I says, you know, it's somehow you all bold and stuff like that because, you know, your walk with Satan is solid. I said like that. Listen to what I'm saying. Your walk with Satan is solid and he just blessing you because I told you he has our blessings too to keep you blinded and it's solid and solid. But when the jig is up, when the jig is up, okay, ooh, I'm telling you, this is serious, folks. Ooh. When the jig is up, you stand alone.
Your friend
Satan is not going to bat for you because he cannot bat for himself. I told people, I said, he got a one-way ticket, first class to hell, and y'all stand up there and don't know it? Come on. He cannot repent. He's jealous. He hates God. That's why he messes with you and gets you all twisted. And so if people would get this, and David, let's jump back on the T.D. Jakes. And so I watched the whole gamut. I watched even the body language of the family because, you know, that's what I do. And body language, they be lying because we done did some dirt. Because, see, God allow you to see some things. They all done did some stuff. I'm going to be real. I know they're probably going to take a girl to court. But you know what? It's already been proven by many witnesses who have been silenced or paid off. Let's be real, folks, and sign contractual agreements to not expose the things that you've done. And this is what a lot of these charlatans are doing. But, David, in the churches, And I was in prayer and I was reading my word and I said, God, I'm so troubled by this. These are mega pastors who have sold their souls for riches. My problem I first had when Tyler Perry laid his hands on him. How can you have somebody who's living an abominable life lay their hands on you? You act like you're going to pass out. It's because he signed him $1 million check. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He gave him $1 million check. Anybody can lay your hands on you.
Well, the devil can't cast out the devil.
I'll show you. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
So
Jesus told him that.
For you to do that, that says you'll do anything for money.
That's all right. Yes, sir.
And the Bible tells us clearly that the love of money is the root.
And it also says, David, it also says money answers all things. But my husband used to say all money ain't good money.
All money ain't good money. Absolutely. He told you right. The problem is that we equate our relationship with God with how much money we got.
That part.
So that means that none of us is going to heaven.
God, wait a minute. I was raised poor. I got enough to get by and thanking God for the get by. I know this is funny. I just got enough to get by. Come on here. But you know what? The thing is that the Lord said, in whatever state that you're in, be content. And I am. And it's like, Lord, I look around my little place and dress beautifully because I'm very, I'll say this and I don't care if you get up some anal about what I do. That means I'm very strategic. Y'all look it up in the dictionary and stop being in the gutter. Okay. That's just my knowledge. Okay. Coming through. And you got a problem with, give me a call, 951-228-9980. And then we can discuss it and I can run some critique, in the dictionary. Y'all need to come out of the gutter. Okay. And because my mind is not there, but I look around and I thank God when I look, because I'm very, very, like I said, I'm very anal. I critique everything. And it's like, okay, but when I look at what God has blessed me with, all I can say is thank you, Lord. Okay. And be content and not always wanting and not always being greedy and got to be better and then to be competitive. Nobody come up in my place. Okay. I'm going to tell you one thing. And I don't go to yours because a lot of times I don't go to your place because people are competitive. Want to see what you got and all this. That's just too heavy. That's just too much mess. And so my thing is, and that's how I live. And on a daily, we're supposed to just thank God for everything that we have. Now we've gotten off a little bit and we're thanking him. Yes. Go ahead and say something, sir.
But I think the enemy uses those that are kingpins. And we look at the actors of the day that's talking about God that don't even have a relationship with God.
You better say so. Because and wearing upside down crosses talking about God, really?
Absolutely. So how can you speak about a person that you don't know? You can't. But if you, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And because they don't do any study on themselves and they look for everything to come from the pastor and don't do no own personal study of God's word, they don't know who's telling the truth.
But David, you can't use that for the lack of knowledge. I don't know as much. I don't know the scripture.
You can't do
it. God says you're going to be without an excuse. And you got some old fools talking about, I don't know. Well, when you don't know if tomorrow is promised to you, 80, 90, 70 years old, 60 years old, they're going that age and they're going younger and younger is because people don't want, I was sharing with my family, I says, people like what they're doing. So they use that as an excuse to not know the word of God. So they have a hypocritical Christian appetite. Come on, I'm going to say this real talk. You'll say that you're a Christian, but you're still liking the sin that you do. And God says, separate yourselves. That's what the word of God says.
Well,
from this untoward generation.
Civil, if you get a ticket and you go to court and you tell the judge, I didn't know that speeding was wrong. What is he going to tell you? He's going to tell you that ignorance of the law is your fault.
Boom. That. In fact, he gonna increase your fine because you're playing dumb. That's what it is.
And
okay?
That's what he's gonna do. That's exactly what he's gonna do.
Right.
And so you can't blame the fact that I did not know it was there.
Boom. And you act like you can read and I'm edumacated. Really, dude? Come on. And then you're gonna blame God. I was going to the church. But what, were you going to the church? Were you going to get right? Or just going because somebody asked you? Yeah. I tell people, I say, sometimes, let me tell you something. And folks, you, I know we jump in here and there because we're full. I'm full. I'm full. And I'm not ritualistic in my approaches, okay? Because there's some things I must deal with. But when you pretend a thing, and I'm not judging anybody because there's some of us who love the Lord for real, for real. And we're ostracized and we're criticized and we're talked about and we are done wrong. There is a young man that was on the Boomerang, and I'm going to have him on my show pretty soon. Him and I have dialogue. He is he has a sweet personality, and I don't care if anybody don't like what I'm saying because I know a change shifted. Sometimes he says, thank you, Jesus, all the time, because he was a pimp. He was a former pimp. He said, Pimp to Paradise. That's his book. And he's going to be on my show, but we dialogue, and he has an awesome personality. But do you know his thank you, Jesus? I told my daughter, when he said thank you, Jesus, it went all the way to my toes. You know why? You know why? Because it's authentic. It's real. And you judge the spirit by the spirit, whether they be of God. And that's what people are not doing these days, William. They're taking people at face value just because their name is, or they can give them $50 or whatever. You don't know who you're dealing with. But when he started talking, I was asking God, who is this man, Lord? Okay. Who is he? Is he real? And you have a right to do that. A real child of God would do that. Okay. Absolutely. Some of y'all I ask you about, let me just put it out there in the neighborhood. I told you I'm full. Oh. Some of y'all, I asked you who you were, and God showed me you.
Oh, wow.
And this year, Dr. Sims is coming to you, okay? Because I have to. Sometimes you think when people are silent that they can't see you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Am
Absolutely.
I right, David? Sometimes Absolutely. The Lord will show you what a person is working with, and then he'll say, okay, that's enough, okay?
Well, that's one of the things. Sever.
Yes.
That's one of the things that us, the accessories that God gives us as his children. He gives us this thing called discernment.
Uh-huh. Come on.
Discernment is x-ray vision.
Yeah.
And it may give you the ability to see what people are trying to hide.
Yeah.
And that's why you can't fool a man or woman of God. So you might as well come correct. Because
just because David, you don't say nothing don't mean you don't see them.
Yeah. Hey, thank God for grace. Thank God for grace.
Listen. But you know what? When I was talking about this gentleman that I'm going to have on my show, his thank you, Jesus, I feel offended some. Because the point to it don't take all that. Hey, thank you, Jesus, after everything. Thank
That's
you, Jesus.
Pride. That's pride. That's pride. That's pride. Pride. And unfortunately, our churches are full of people with full of pride.
Oh, Lord. And pride Jesus goes before said, fall. Yeah, God wants a haughty spirit. Yeah, God cannot stand. Man, that's one of the seven sins that he can't stand it.
I think it, even in the case of Brother Jakes, God, he said, I will hear the humble.
Yes,
we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
You
can't be walking like a peacock with your head all up in the air like you ain't done nothing. My dad used to say a peacock looked good, but when he looked
down
at his
feet, Jesus. Something should have happened with the feet, Jesus, okay? Because it shows the real ugly right there. Ain't nothing nice about them big old claw feet. Come on now. Come on, like the Lord told me. He said, you can dress it up the outside. Didn't he talk to the scribes and Pharisees about that? He said, oh, yeah. You can dress up the outside. And the Lord, right. The Lord ministered to me about that. He said, but the insides is ranked and tore
dead
up.
Man's bones.
Yeah, even their motives. And the Lord said in Matthew's, in case some of y'all get a sister twisted, in Matthew's, the 5th chapter, he said, those of us who are walking for the Lord and those of us who proclaim, we have, and let's deal with this. You're talking about T.D. Jakes and the arrogance, and that's what it was. It is. The Lord said, and it reminds me of the scribes and Pharisees, okay? Their walking knew the law, but their walk was raggedy and their arrogance superseded them. They didn't humble themselves. They wouldn't do anything for the little man. They walked past the blood man. The seventh day, talking about they ain't gonna do nothing. Really, I bet you pick up a chicken leg. Okay, wait a minute. All right. Yes, so anyway. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah.
But on the Matthew's 5, what I was alluding to, it said, the word of God, and I said, Lord, that's a cold piece of word. He said, except your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, he said, you will in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Oh my, oh my. So y'all.
He said exceeded.
He said exceed that of the Pharisees. And like I said, they were knowledgeable now. They were off the chart with the knowledge.
But
their life was raggedy and they were arrogant and have a sense of entitlement and did people wrong. How dare you talk to me like that? You don't know your place. Well, wait a minute. David, I'm going to hurt some folks' feelings. And I told you I'm on the warpath. God help me. Please do. But I'm tired of all of this hypocrisy. And you don't have to be a hypocrite. You don't have to be. My thing is this, is that, and I'm not bowing down to no man. And I'll say this and stand on it. I'm not kissing the back of your hand. Okay? Because, folks, newsflash. Anybody that walks in the higher echelon are servers.
Servants.
They're servants. You're supposed to be servants. I had somebody tell me one time, I'm tired of serving you. And I thought, whoa, when did you serve me? Okay, wait a minute. Okay, because you may have bought me a shoe or you may have bought me a cookie. You know what I mean? And yeah. And this, and I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't ask you to do nothing for me. And nor do I owe you anything. Okay? Yeah, now, these charlatans up there asking you to pay for their anointing.
$1,500 to learn how to pray.
You know she ain't right. You know she ain't right. Call me, girl. Call me, girl. And then she married herself. Call me, girl. Call me. 951-228-9980 so we can dialogue. Call me up, girl, because you wrong. You are wrong. And I believe, and let's bring up Jennings. That brother right there, I told him that's my distant bishop. Hello. That Jennings. Jennings is stirring the pot. Now, here recently,
because he used term the other day, and he called a faggot or something like that. And I just knew that they were going to unplug him just for saying
they
that.
Already told him. They said if he ever got locked up in jail, that's what they told him. They said, we coming after you. He said, let me tell you something. He said, I know the word of God, but don't let this fool you. He said, I go to the hood with you. And he said, oh, no. And he said, I back myself up because I have to keep, he said, my booty covered. Yes, Lord. And then you ain't running no train on me. I said, you better talk, boy. And then he talked about the Ku Klux Klan, and I have the taping that I want us to hear. All that they said, and you're talking about racism, but we are Christians. But you want to take his tongue out. You want to hang him with a rope. You want to tar him. You want to shut him down from preaching the authentic word of God, from showing you who yourself and letting the word be the reveal. Then you sent a threatening letter and told him if he did not stop, talking like he's talking, we're going to hang you knee. He said, they said, we're going to rip your tongue out. They said, I'll let you hear it. They said, we're going to hang you. And he said, and they did everything but call him the N word. Okay. Through this letter. Okay. Jake's even sent him a letter too. Okay. And Tryon as well. How is your pastor, how is another man of God going to try to shut another man of God down because he's preaching the authentic word of God? So it's proven what is going on here. Folks.
I'm saying, if there's that tough, how come they ain't taking him to court? If he's saying stuff that he gives him, why isn't, as big as Jake's is, how come he don't take him to court?
He told him to come on with it. He said, come on.
Yeah, yeah.
He said, if you feel I'm doing this, he said, come on. And not one of them, even Ricky Smiley, wrote him a letter. All of these people, if the word of God doesn't make you uncomfortable like it is, okay, and if you're not walking the way you say you're walking, I told my son, I said, their walk doesn't match their mouth. Their life doesn't match what they're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they're lying. Okay. Let me play this real quick. While I got it queued up. We're going to talk about Jimmy. Can you hear it?
I sure want to hear it.
Get on television. You're nothing more than a menace. Niggas back in my day knew their place, but you don't know yours. But we have no problem in showing you your place. You preach this stuff called holiness, saying it is the true religion of God, when everyone knows that Christianity is the religion. It sickens me just to look at you. Your tongue should be cut out.
He licked his tongue out at him.
Wow.
That's right. He said, it sickens me just to look at you. Mm-hmm. Your tongue should be cut out and your body dismembered so you cannot be found. Better yet, how about a good old-fashioned rope and bucket of tar? Perhaps this will shut you.
Uh-oh. See, I knew the devil didn't want me to play this. Here we go. Here y'all go. Okay.
Ready to start eating
all right,
healthier?
Let me stop this real quick.
Meat cachava.
Because can you hear me, David? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I sure can.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me skip over this. Here we go.
This writer says, we hate you. We despise you. And the sooner you are gone, the better off we all will be. We are that of the religion of Christianity. We'll challenge you anywhere at any time with the Bible and show you that Christianity is the right way. This person says, we heard you say you have been threatened before. But we advise you, Mr. Mother F. Something, Jennings, to take this letter sincerely. They conclude in saying, you son of a B. Dot, dot, dot.
Amen.
You want to challenge holiness anywhere in America? Name the place, name the time, I've come to your town.
Amen.
I've come to your town, your state, your country.
Amen.
Holiness is God's way.
That's it.
Calling me a nigga don't bother me. That don't bother me at all.
No.
But this is one preaching.
Amen.
That you're going to have to hear and obey.
That's right.
Or the word that comes from the mouth of this is going to drop you in hell.
That's right.
Okay, I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's a lot, but you see the boldness here. There is difference in this man. There is a boldness that you can declare because
Absolutely.
Guess what? Now he said, we, and you heard the Ku Klux Klan said we are Christians. Well, they've been killing folks under Christianity for centuries and they're still doing it. Okay.
Beautiful.
They're just wearing different clothes. That's all. Okay, they're in the police force, they're in the, even in the churches and in some of y'all's homes, in your neighborhoods. But the thing is this, and they use Christianity as the base of their ramifications for why they do what they do. When God said, live peaceably with all men, and God said, love your brother as yourself. You're not going to hang yourself. So you all, your deeds are evil. Okay. They may send me a letter and I'm going to have to take them to the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. But my thing is this, you can see the no fear in this man. All right.
Absolutely.
That is the difference. He is not retreating and hiding his head in the sand. Like, and David, I have to say this, like so many are. So many, even though they love the Lord, and like we said, we can't take that away from them, but they don't have a boldness that they should.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because they're looking at those who are stronger than they are, you know, per them. But they're looking at the ones who are rich and who has the mega churches and who has the big, you know, this, that, and the other. And they're saying, I'm just a little peon, so I can't come against them. It's not them that you're coming against. It's the sin that they walk in. And the word of God fights that. People got this thing twisted, David. What do you think about that?
Well, people don't want to ruffle feathers. That's and they know by talking against things, not just that, things, homosexuality and all the rest of those kinds of things, that it's going to cause them issues and issues that they don't want to deal with, lawsuits right. that they don't want to deal with, hatred right. that they don't want to deal with. But the fact of the matter is, we are told to cry aloud and spare not.
Tell that ice cream truck to change his time, okay? Tell that ice cream truck to go somewhere. Ain't nobody buying no ice cream, okay?
Especially not in this neighborhood.
You know, I know it. He's telling something else, okay? Come on, let me hear. You know, I had to bring that in there because every time we on his head.
I've been here all day and all of a sudden I'm on the podcast and they want to, the devil is a liar. I hate him and his children.
You know, come on here. Okay, I had to throw that in there, but what was you saying? I'm sorry. You know, we ain't kissing y'all. Come on here. Oh, Lord, help us today.
The enemy will use whatever he can because his time is short.
Yeah.
And now he stopped on the outside of the church. Now he's coming on the inside of the church. But you understand, if the devil took a third of the angels with him, a third.
You know, he fooled a whole lot of them. That's a lot of angels, you know what I mean? People don't understand. That wasn't two or three, four or five. No. And see, they got that thing twisted. It's just a few. Yeah. No, baby. No. He took a third, and you don't know what the host of heaven, the magnitude of the host of heaven. And
Absolutely. And
David, you said something so profound. Back in the day, and remember my Grandma Rogers, is that, and I could say her, that woman just stand up there and moan sometimes.
Oh, my.
You talking about a sister that went through.
She was the Jennings of our day.
You listen here. My grandmama, and I'm telling you, David, I know she passed the mantle to this girl. I can say it and stand on it. Our sisters and brothers don't get mad, but yes, she did. Okay, she kept me under her wing. Yes, she did, and she poured into this girl because my grandmother was no joke. She went into some war zones as a woman that a man wouldn't go in. She told me her ministry and where she traveled, but what I'm alluding to is that folks, listen, preachers, you got to stop being scary because it's getting ready to get worse than that.
I was
in prayer and I just said, you know, folks walking around, skipping to my darling and thinking they got this thing on easy street because they kind of know what, you know, a liar is and, you know, a hypocrite and this, that. But there's some demons that is getting ready to be released.
As it says
in the word of God, that you would not be able to handle. And so it's preparing its platform. It's been doing that. I saw this movie since 1990. And we were talking about, you know, William and I were talking about, and you all, I'm jumping because this all fits in. And we do this in Miss Cece's kitchen. So just come on, stay with us and kind of keep it. But it's adding up to one thing that we've got to get this thing right. But my thing is that all of the illnesses and things like that. And I watched this movie called Chemtrail. It's on. Listen, folks, don't come after me, government, because it's on TV. Come on. I'm putting it out there. Talking about the lead that they're putting in the air. And this movie was done. This movie was was produced in 2007. Okay. And I says, okay. And it, I said, it makes sense because what it's doing is causing cancer, diabetes, mental disturbances and things like that. And that's what it said. Somebody said, and that's why you got to pay attention. They said, they've been telling us all the whole time what they're doing. And so this is not godly design. It's not. Whatever is being done for evil purposes. And a lot of it is filthy lucre and for money. Absolutely. And for control. Absolutely. And do you know that same type of control is crept into the houses of prayer, David, where I don't know if you know about this Bible. It's a slave Bible that the slave owners wrote. What they did, they took out the part about having honor to your master and doing what he say and putting some scriptures in there. And they didn't parallel them with the scriptures said, he who the God set free is free indeed, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. They didn't put that in there. They kept the enslavement part in there of honoring your master and don't subserve it to your master, but that was to keep them under control. Let me give y'all a history lesson. So go look up the Bible. There's only three left because they burned the rest of them. But my thing is this, is that it tells us, when in doing my research, be honored to your master and this, that, and the other. That was to keep them in check. Do you know that same concept is still being preached today, even among some of our black leaders, okay? And that is a means of keeping people under control and keeping people in bondage and also manipulation so that they can do what they want to do with them. That's why you can have sex with somebody else's wife. That's why you can have sex with somebody else's husband, or a husband having sex with another husband, or a pastor having sex with a child, or doing some trafficking. Oh, this is proven, y'all. Doing all of this, all in the name of the Lord now. And you standing up there and you're ministering. You have charlatans who are terrible. Even it starts at the door. Whatever you letting in, whoever's opening the door, they just as rank. Okay, they lit up with liquor and just tore up from the floor. Anytime you can sit in the house of prayer, turn your phone on and watch pornography while the choir is singing. Oh, I'm going to paint this picture real well. And you let all of this. That's why Satan has easy access. Absolutely. Uh-huh. In the house. Because people don't understand. Some of these places have Ichabod. I read that the other day. Written over the building that they call themselves worshiping. God does not dwell there. And so that's why you cannot mix the world with the word of God. You cannot mix the world holiness.
Hallelujah.
With sin. You cannot mix that together. But people are thinking that, oh, when it's time for me to die, I'll ask God to forgive me. But folks, what does the thief do, David?
Steal.
Come in the night. What does he do? But how does he come? Does he broadcast it? Does he say you're flying?
No. When you're not home, when you're not there.
I had one. Let me tell you something. I knew it was a thief. Come knocking on my door at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. Christmas Eve, talking about, I'm doing a survey. I need your name on this
you
list. You a survey liar. You better get on down the road somewhere. He messed with the right one. You better get on down the road. I just need your name. You just need to get out of here for you be in trouble.
Get
you know,
out of here.
Yes, I'm telling you. Oh, that's why I say the shrewdness of people, the lies, the hypocrite, and stuff like that. But David, in summing it up, and our time is far spent, in summing it up, what do you feel that our preachers need to do today to strengthen themselves and to not be afraid? What do you think they need to do?
Well, I think you need to repent, number one, because the many of those people that are quiet, they are part of it.
Or they know about it.
Yeah, and the Bible talks about those that get pleasure out of watching it.
Boom! Oh, them is freaks. Okay, that's what the world would call you. I'm sorry. I have no filter today. You're a freak. If you watching stuff, you're a freak. Boom. Call me up 951-228-9980. You're a freak. If you like to watch, you getting off on watching. Okay, I said it. Yes, I did. Boom.
What's the difference? I teach at our church, and people might think I've lost my mind, but I teach at our church because you thought when you said the thing freak, the Bible, I teach at our church, sex is not in the genitals, it's in the head.
You better talk, sir. You're talking good.
It's in the head. I teach the men at our church. That's why premarital sex is not good.
Right.
Because if you get married, y'all might have to censor this, but if you get married and your wife can't get you where you want to go, where you think your mind is going to take
you? Uh-oh. You're breaking up, David. Come back, sir.
You broke up, David,
and I didn't hear what you said.
Okay. I said, if you are having relations with your wife.
Okay.
And you don't get to where you're trying to go, where's your mind going to take you?
Somewhere else.
So that means that you commit adultery with your wife.
Some of them commit adultery and fornication at the same time. All right, I'm just going to be real with this. I ain't going to sugarcoat it. I know this is a family show, but most of your kids know more than you do. Okay,
because I told them that Sunday.
They know, then that's confirmation. They know more than you do because you're allowing them to privy on these sites.
I say that because we're living in that kind of world now.
Yeah.
Where it's okay. And unless our preachers are bold enough to speak against it, they're going to keep doing it. And so they're not going to say nothing that they're doing.
Well, you know, if you're sleeping in the bed with the enemy, like you said before, how you going to talk? Because he going to pull your coattail.
Devil can't cast out the devil.
Well, and then some of these spirits are telling on him. You better say so. Come on, I'm going to cast you out. They tell me, wait a minute. We were just together last night. Who are you going to cast out? The demons.
All I know.
It's the truth. There was some gentleman said, I'm the only one who do deliverance and cast out, okay? And he straddled this woman. She said, wait a minute. I don't know what you think you're trying to do. She said, me and you had whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop-whoop. And I think that scared him so bad he backed up off. I said, I guess you would. You just got exposed in front of the whole church. Hello, Jesus, okay? Cannot play that because, folks, we're in this dispensation, like David said earlier. He is exposing. He said all things that are hidden will be revealed and brought to the light. It will be uncovered, even the least little thing. Because guess what? In the Word of God, it still says, and we've been serious through this whole broadcast, it is not his will that any should perish. And people are sitting there being fooled with delusional pictures painted to them. And he did say, except the days be shortened, this whole thing going on will fool the very elect. But even in the shortening of the days, he is giving warnings. Absolutely. And you've got to heed to those warnings.
Absolutely.
He said, I will not have you ignorant concerning these things.
Absolutely.
That is the word of life. That's how much love God has for all of us.
Absolutely.
And in saying this, and David, before I say this statement, I just want you to say something to the audience. We got about, I'm looking at the time here. We got about 4 minutes. We'll leave it like that. Go ahead and say something to even preachers who are listening, who are authentic, and these false prophets need to sit. Okay.
Yeah.
That's another lesson. Anyway, go ahead and say something, that would help them.
If the Bible said if you fall 7 times, get up.
Yeah. Yeah.
God has given you the reason why you're still alive and even listening to this broadcast is because number one, God loves you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's not a reason to continue to sin.
Yes.
Shall we
yes.
continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid.
Right.
Repent. Do your first works all over.
Run to the police.
Sorry about that.
And
go ahead.
God will forgive. He says he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Right.
Right. Don't play with God. I'm telling you, don't play with him. Don't play with him. Because you don't want to miss heaven. I'm telling you that God honest, anybody that's listening to me, you do not want to miss heaven. Because the alternative is hell. And you, especially those who call themselves a Christ-like or Christian, can right. you imagine living in hell through all eternity with Bible scriptures running through your head telling you you ain't got no business down here in the first place? Get right mm-hmm. with God. They used to sing that song, Get Right With God, and do it now. Get right with God, and he will show you how. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Take the opportunity that God has given you right now.
Yeah.
And repent.
Right.
And God will allow you a chance to get back. In
Amen.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. I do want to say this last few couple words here. Don't get left behind. And if
please,
anybody
please.
Can go and watch that movie, go and left behind. The young girl approached her pastor who was sitting in the church. He was left behind. And she asked him, she says, she said, why are you here? He said, because I didn't believe what I was teaching, what I was preaching.
He said,
I didn't believe what I was talking about. And so many of them are walking in that light. Not only just pastors,
absolutely.
But Christians and laymen. That's why they can say I'm Christian. Okay, because they really don't believe the authentic word of God. And so don't get left behind. God is a just God. And even with T.D. Jakes and all of these charlatans, that are getting uncovered, they are literally getting uncovered. It is being unfolded in their eyes. And witnesses are coming forth. What you've done in the dark, God is going to expose it. And he's got to expose you so that you can get right. Sometimes folk got to get locked up so they won't get murdered.
Absolutely.
He'll put you in a place
absolutely.
So that he can get your attention. He
absolutely.
Knows how to do. That's how much he loves you. And 23rd
absolutely.
Psalm says it's his rod and his staff that comforts you. The rod is correction and redirection.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's how God loves us. And don't get left behind. God is not unjust. You have made that bed for yourselves if you refuse to change. That's all he's asking is for you to change. We're all maturing, even yet still. I'm still growing in God, but I love him with my whole heart. But I'm of this persuasion. I'm not going to let anyone try to do the okey-doke with this girl. God has why given us more wisdom so that, and given us more boldness so that we can come forth. I've got a mantle I carry and I got to operate in that. And I know David
absolutely.
Has too. That's why
absolutely.
This, that's why Miss Cece's Kitchen is so profound. We talk about what we want to talk about. It's a new season. It's a new year. I've been given some new instructions and I am going to follow them to the letter. Cause guess what? My very life depends on obedience.
Absolutely.
Depends on it. It depends.
Absolutely.
It is. I don't care, friend, family, or foe. I must do the will of my Father. And that's for all of us, David, that we must do the. Listen, folks, thank you so much. And yes, I put my phone number out there. I wasn't playing about that. Give a girl a call. Okay. I'm like Jenny's, like I said, because when I see this man of God and his word is authentic and real, guess what? Why can't I be just as bold? Amen.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
And I'll be helping someone. That's my
absolutely.
Whole aim. My whole cry is, why do people do what they do and like it? Okay. But knowing still what is required of them by God.
Hallelujah.
And so guess what? Don't fool yourself. Don't continue to do that. This is Miss Cece's Kitchen and we are going to be, coming with it even the more. Chime in, tell your friends about us. Yes, 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 yes. We're on Spotify. We're on LinkedIn. As you see the scroll down there, come on and join us. And this is the real. Like I said, you can give us a call and we will address your concerns. Not a problem. And sometimes we're comical and sometimes we're strong. But guess what? The word that comes out of our mouth is real. Amen.
Absolutely.
And so I praise God for you. Thank you so much. And we're going to turn it back over to William.
All right. Thank you, Pastor David. And thank you, Miss Cece, for another hot show. Really appreciate it. And thank you so much. And tune in. If you want to hear Miss Cece's Kitchen, tune in next Thursday, 7 p.m. on the East Coast. That's 4 p.m. on the West, 6 Central, and 5 Mountain Time Zones. We're on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm sorry about that. And you can also download one of our apps Android, that Studio W. Apple kind of messed up a little bit. And so temporarily, go to William Worldwide on Apple. You could download the app. Also available on Alexa, Google Play, Apple CarPlay, iTunes, and Spotify. Thank you so much. Stay tuned for Mad Mike and Wild Will coming up. By the way, Mad Mike called me or texted me earlier today. He said, is Miss CC Kitchen coming on live today? I said, yeah. He said, yay! So I know he's listening. So thank you so much for that.
Hi,
we
Mike.
Appreciate all the love, ladies and gentlemen. So kick back and stay tuned.